Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Jersey Shore After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Jersey Shore After Show.
What?
Wait. Can you keep that playing, Martin, please? Hello, everyone, and welcome to AfterBuzz TV Jersey Shore, Season 6, Episode 12. It's Raining Men and Meatballs.
Was that the song that played in the club that one night?
It is. Let me get to the intro. We're going to talk about it. It's Kevin K. Wallendegar. Right next to me is
Jessica King Kingpin.
What up? And then across from us are the matzo balls.
Gabriella Loren. What up?
No, Sassy Gabby Loren.
Sassy Gabby Loren. My bad.
And who
bad.
Else?
Roxy Rookie Stryer.
Fresh off the voting, mind you. Mackenzie was outvoted. The fans want Roxy.
Oh,
and on the couch, we have, we're full house tonight. We have who?
Woohoo, Erica E. Vibeura.
Very exciting.
Hey guys.
We are at full power. And the song you're listening to, entitled Suckin' on My Dick. So when this group got to go out with Pauly D and his team, as Phil and I sat in the corner and just cowered in the VIP section, not knowing what to do, the matzo balls were up on the table, dancing to Suckin' on My Dick. And by the way, you guys don't remember this playing, do you?
No.
It was just me and Phil horrified, and we told, and you guys thought we were making it up. And thank you, Martin, in the booth, and Steve for finding Sucking on My Dick. Good job. Great job. By the way,
I like that better than the regular intro.
Yeah,
literally.
Second to last episode, it's you guys. It's called, that's the penultimate, right? Isn't that the
penultimate?
What is it?
Penultimate.
See, I love it. See, we have someone smart here. So I wouldn't know what that is. John Comerford and Phil taught me that one.
I've never heard that word before.
It's the second to last of something, right?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. I'm not sure exactly.
And we all really liked the episode. And we all saw so many moments of the old days here that I'm just continuing to get more and more emotional.
Could we call it the semifinals?
It's the semifinals. Yeah. Yes, we can call it the semifinals.
Good, okay.
Yeah.
We can call it the semifinals. Anyway, it's so good to be here
stretch.
With everybody. All five of us are here. And Gab, you don't know, last week we brought in another 18-year-old to replace Roxy.
Who was it?
But it was a no-go.
It was a girl named Mackenzie.
Oh, is that the one you said that's like the newer Roxy because
yes.
she's underage?
She's Roxy 2.0.
2.0. Zero.
Oh, yeah.
Hell to the knock.
Okay, just to be nice, I think Mackenzie was a sweet girl. And it was nice having her on the show, but she was no Roxy.
She Definitely. Was very sweet.
And she has her own positive.
By the way, it wasn't very sweet on the show. Afterwards, it got sweet because, you know, cameras are off. Everyone was being all phony and stuff in the green room. But on the air, she was
She was going at you.
But what? For the record,
and you were given the laser eyes. Yeah, she was scolding.
Oh my gosh,
at you.
You had the most evil eye. You would not even budge a smile.
I'm an actress.
Wait, I thought she replaced Roxy.
No, but the fans did speak.
Yeah, they want
we
Roxy.
Had them vote. They really? Love
yeah,
Roxy.
They, but they said they, were, they said nice things about Mackenzie too.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
The edge went to Roxy.
Thank you.
Loyalty. Thank that's you. Awesome. It is loyalty. We got loyal fans.
Well, it's kind of awesome, but we do. It's hard not having a teen here anymore.
Oh, jeez, Kevin.
I mean, no, Kevin. We had Roxy forever, right? It was one of the most tragic days. And now the next most tragic day came this week. What happened, Roxy?
I graduated.
Officially an adult.
Yay! I am not applauding.
My little muscle
no,
ball's
stop
all
it.
Grown up.
Now I no longer have a friend at USC, a sorority girl from USC. it's horrible. And you brought no one here to...
We still, Sarah,
still live there.
Sarah, yeah, and then Sarah's done in May. And we know Sarah's more... She's not you. She's boring.
Oh, she didn't have her stomach pumped at 14.
Yeah, no, Sarah... No, Sarah's on, responsible. Rock. Sarah is... She's the good
you know what?
Two-shoes.
Sucking on my dick. My dick.
Martin, get it going. Come on.
My dick.
Here we go. Martin, come on. Oh, you're killing me, Martin. You're ready killing me. I liked you. You were my favorite.
Ready to groom.
That just means Kevin needs right. to sing.
Sucking on my dick. Sucking on my dick. And then it's grinding on my dick. Riding on my dick. There's several variations.
Wow.
Remix. Okay. Hey, you know, guys, a couple of things we want to throw out to you before we break down this episode is please keep coming at us with what you think we should do. We've decided. I was going to ask you guys if you thought we should go on as a show, but then Roxy, being Roxy, said no. Of course, we're just going to go on. You know, who cares what anyone says?
Yeah, exactly.
Which is why I love Roxy.
Love you.
But we still don't know what show to do, and I know all of you guys are against me on this. I still say we try this.
Buckwild, no.
Yes.
No way.
We can't even do one episode.
I think that would be fun.
Thank you, Gabby.
I was with you. I said it. If it's replacing Jersey Shore, we might as well give it a shot. Like, we kind of owe it to that. Because okay. who else is going to do that
we
show
can bail.
Other than us?
If we just do, we can Nobody. Do three episodes and bail.
It doesn't deserve
give
a show.
Okay, I have not seen the previews yet, so I don't know what I'm talking about, but just the fact that it's replacing Jersey Shore and maybe a lot of our fans listening
and
might be like the same, you know,
and
like
partying.
That show.
Like yeah. we
our
can
fans
go.
Have even said no to Buckwild.
Oh, really?
Wait, but there's also another show called Washington Heights coming out.
Okay, why, yeah but who true. Recommended that? What is
no,
that?
No,
that's
looks
scripted,
too serious. Yeah,
is it scripted?
It's scripted, I think.
So it looks more like The Hills.
Yeah.
Ooh,
oh, we don't want
it,
that.
It takes place in New York, so it has like the hipster and the like all the different characters.
But are they partying in it?
No.
They're not partying.
No, they look sad.
I think they're trying to make it like a party but also work to do your dreams type of show. I don't know what I think? I think we should find a really legitimately great show that's also
right,
fun.
Okay, but is there such a show?
Amish Mafia. I want to do that.
No.
Excuse me?
Snooze fest.
What
it's
is that?
We can party
it's better
to.
Than the ones we just
no,
talked
about.
An
funny.
Example of that would be something such as, which is no longer in the air, but Entourage. Something we can
yeah,
drink
it would
to,
be great.
Something we can hang
That's
out
really
to.
Good show.
But it doesn't
you know,
have to
Rox,
be so dumb.
You know what we have to do.
What?
We just got to make our own.
I know, baby.
We got to make our own.
Down.
That's why tonight we're going off. We're taking Roxy off for some drinks. By the way, we had a great Christmas party. I don't know. By the way, Martin, do any of your other shows talk about our Christmas party?
No, not one.
It's so lame. We're just a bunch of nerds. So we rocked it, right?
Oh, yeah. I'll tweet a picture of that. I have a picture of the four of us girls. Super cute. So I'll tweet that.
And
for
you. And by the way, Erica, you showed these guys. Now, Eric's sister is a Laker girl, so we know you got dancing in the blood. But you told it up.
Yeah, I like to dance.
You're
freaking
really, really good.
I like to dance.
The other thing is we want to hear from you guys what show we should be doing. Also, next week is going to be Roxy Move Closer to Gabby.
I saw it, obviously.
Okay. Next
give
week.
Give me some credit. How long
week,
I've been here.
Next week's the finale. And then we'll have, I'm
Wait,
sure.
You guys, I have a huge
the
problem.
Reunion show. What?
I'm flying back to New York Wednesday night. I know, me
for
too.
Your birthday weekend,
here,
Roxy will be here. But here's the deal, guys. We're going to hold it down with whoever we have.
Hold it down. You're
but
it's my company's holiday
right.
party.
No, you
night.
Have to go. Dish Nation.
So it's just me, Kevin?
Me and you, Evite.
All right, we can do it.
No, we'll hold it down. We'll
yeah,
be
we'll
fine.
Hold it down.
But fans, we want you to know that in January, probably the first week in January or the second week in January, when everyone's back, the five of us will do one final wrap-out show. We're going to give you highlights from our very first show that we did here and all the other craziness that goes on. And our last final thoughts of
Phil
the show.
Phil says it's amazing. He says that it's looking
really
good.
They're working on the sizzle reel.
Yeah. Okay. But I have to say, guys, Gabby's sitting here telling me she's feeling really left out because she's saying she wasn't invited for drinks tonight.
No, it's...
Okay, wait a second. We had the weirdest...
Sassy. I thought we were doing dinner.
Exchange. Okay, we'll do dinner then. But we've had the weirdest exchange of texts. I've never known anyone... Like, the three of us are retarded.
I know.
No one understands anybody's text. But all week long, we were saying it's Roxy's graduating. Like, we have to do something.
Yeah. I texted Kevin today. I'm like, we're miscommunicating. So it should be an interesting show tonight.
But you were on the... Okay.
I wasn't invited.
I'm so confused.
You were
no,
on the,
but you
guys...
said, are we still on tonight? Meant,
no.
Are we still on for the show?
Hey, Martin,
you didn't mean the bar.
Martin.
Nobody knew.
I wasn't invited to the bar.
Right, nobody told us either.
Martin, shut their mics off. All right, listen. Martin, this is what this is what I need right now. I tell you, Gabby wore this amazing
Jessica,
outfit.
Jessica, you're the only one that's on.
Okay, Jess, it's me and you, because this is my oldest daughter. She's the only one that can,
oldest
you know.
Daughter?
Yeah, she's the responsible one.
She looks exactly like
of
you.
Of course. It was my first marriage. Anyway, she's the responsible one. We can keep her mic on. Okay, so Gab, you look phenomenal tonight. Okay, so instead of tonight, and by the way, is that more hickeys or is that just stress marks?
What?
Stress marks. Okay.
Ew, you're telling me I'm
all over your neck. No stress marks.
Or is it lipstick? Whatever the case is, I know you have a huge fan base that tunes in for the show. And instead of having her dance tonight, she's got this amazing outfit, and we're going to do a little runway action.
Okay.
Okay, so, Gab, if you would be so kind as to take the runway position. Yes, and Erica Evite, who actually owns a...
fashion line.
Yes, owns a fashion line, is going to be doing the commentary.
Which is called what?
You can put my mic on.
Okay, so we can give... we can give Evite back her mic. Now that everyone's behaving, Gabby, I need you to please go over to the runway.
Can you turn it on for when I come back?
Here we go. Now music's playing.
All right,
and
everybody.
Now wait. How do we get? We always screw this up. How can we get her hearing the music? Maybe it's going to be off my headphones.
Yeah, put her headphones.
She can
on yours.
Listen to it in her ears because she can't.
Just strut. You don't need music for it.
All right, Phil. So what are you going to do?
Okay, look.
Okay, wait. No. Phil, here we go. Yeah, but wait. But Phil, is she going to be able to strut with that? Does she have enough cord?
Yeah, she's got enough cord.
Okay, here we go. No, Evi, take her spot.
Oh, my God.
Here we go. No, we're making shit happen. Here we go. We're really lame here. But that's okay. It's new media.
Is this as far as it goes?
Gab, you are looking fine. Now, but Gab, you know that's the sweet spot over there.
Okay, hopefully I can turn with this.
All right, but are we going to... Phil, where's her camera? Right? Your camera's there, so...
Okay.
All right, let Phil get out. Okay.
Yeah, we've got the beautiful...
Here we go.
Wonderful, sassy Gabby.
One second. Mic.
The beautiful, wonderful, sassy Gabby.
All right, mics are all friendly now.
Is it on? Is strutting an amazing new couture dress by Nikki Vicky with an embellishment on the right-hand shoulder and perfect for that fabulous holiday party. You can even wear it out for drinks with friends or even a family gathering.
That's not on me, by the way.
Wow, that's wonderful. Now,
you guys are retarded.
It's up there.
Oh my gosh.
We got you. Please, you are doing so good. Erica, great job. Now,
that's a great dress.
Now, I have a girlfriend.
Sucking on my dick.
Okay. I have a girlfriend that's is about as much fun as a bag of wet hair.
Okay.
Would she wear something like this, perhaps?
You know what? This dress is perfect for anybody, even for that wet blanket and for that sassy Gabby. You've got the ruching on the hips to emphasize a beautiful physique and that perfect candy apple red color to bring out the candy apple red lipstick.
Very nice. And so, and now, you like the hair down? Or
You know, with this dress, you can wear it up or down. You can showcase that beautiful embellishment on the shoulder. Or, there you go. Gabby, thank you so much.
I get cold very easily. Do you think I could pull off wearing some tights with this? Or
you know, I would have to say no tights. The black and the red would just not be a good mix. Maybe some nude tights. What I would suggest is a white faux fur little shawl. That would be the fantastic little topping.
And now I'm asking just on behalf of Mackenzie if she comes back to the show, is this a good dress to lose your virginity in?
Well, Kevin, this is a great dress to go to a any party, including a losing your virginity party.
Is this what they call
I've got
easy
a serious
access?
Follow-up question.
Okay, please.
All right, I've been watching the bonus show that you guys haven't gotten able to see.
Oh,
and Dina likes to show off her kuka. Is this the dress that Dina could potentially wear to show off her kuka?
You know, I think a few inches shorter and it'd be the perfect dress for Dina.
For showing off the kuka,
Showing the kuka for losing the virginity or just go visiting the family on a happy Sunday afternoon. This dress is for any day.
I love it. And you know what else I like about this dress? This is really easy access. So we're in the nightclub. We're dancing. She's my bitch. And I'm able to just lift the skirt up from behind and gently insert myself.
Oh, my God.
I think this is a great number.
When the situation was dancing with the girl in the club
tonight.
Absolutely. This is a great Jersey Shore dress.
It's a good dress for doing the turnpike in. It's a good dress for grinding up on your target of the night, whether it be situation, Pauly D, or the more subdued Vinny. And it's a perfect dress for walking around the Jersey Shore in a matzo ball contest.
Oh, my God. Gabby, you absolutely crushed it. That is amazing. Come on, you guys. That was unbelievable.
Let's say a wonderful round of applause for our beautiful model, Sassy Gabby. Thank you, Gabby.
Okay. Improv 101. Is my mic on?
Yeah. Yes, it
Improv
is.
101. Let's switch mic.
That was just amazing. Amaze balls. All right, okay, wait. So, Roxy, I'm getting the lethal stare. Why?
You unmiked me, so I couldn't comment during
No.
Oh
you
my God!
Kevin.
No wonder you were so quiet.
No, sorry, Martin.
I told you were on.
She was on.
Oh, I was trying to hear it.
You were on.
And I couldn't.
Oh.
But by the way, Evite. Awesome job.
Thank you.
We finally produced a good bit.
Dude, that was really good.
So good. Gabby, hilarious.
I loved improv in college.
Yeah, I did too.
It was funny, but that was legitimately good.
Improv is fun.
A little cheesy, but good.
We should do something different every week, like a new improv.
Well, we do on the show sometimes when we're
that
sober.
That should be fun,
when we're sober, right? Okay.
Always a different topic.
S-O-B-E-R.
B-E-R. S-O-B-E-R. Okay, guys. Okay, here we go. 60 minutes in, not one thing about the Jersey Shore.
Oh, do we have any alcohol that somebody can bring us?
Champagne, Kev.
By the way, this place is a distillery. You know how much booze we had for the Christmas party? By the way, we wiped out a ton of it. And we still have some left.
And we got the VIP champagne, the Jersey Shore girls.
Yeah. By the way, those bottles were $500 each.
Because started with Moët, and I think then we went to Vogue.
No, we had Vogue,
We did have Vogue. I did Moët first, though.
So did I. I had some of the Moët first.
Compliments, of the Menounos Undergaro.
Well, thank you.
Private stock.
Wow, that's awesome.
By the way, just so you know, like in Hollywood, you know how many times you get those handed to and you literally have stacks of them at your house? Because who drinks shit? It's not like a beer. You're not going to be like, oh, I'm going to pop a bottle of champagne.
So you bring it for your Jersey Shore girls.
So Big Joe, I said, Gabby likes her. Because we'll be out at a bar and everyone's ordering beers and vodka or whatever. And Gabby's like, I would like a glass of champagne. And I'm like, what? I've never even heard of that.
So I have to say, that's when I knew that Sassy Gabby and I were like connected. Because at Phil's birthday at some random bar, she's like, what do you want? I'm like, oh, I kind of want a champagne. But everyone's going to think that's weird. She's like, me too. So I knew we were connected as matzo balls.
You're right. Okay, so thank you. Thank you, Roxy. For, keeping me on track. Talk about Jersey Shore. Okay, Paula and situation. So we start out with that, and we see Paula has totally dressed up, wants to look spectacular for him.
I think she looked good.
She did. She looked as good as she could.
I didn't like her hair.
The dance was kind of goofy.
What? Roxy, you didn't think she looked good?
No, I thought she looked like she was trying to be one of those
on the corner.
80s, like, before and after makeovers, she was a before.
She looked good. She had a good body.
Her body is great.
Her dress was cute. I did not like her hair.
Oh, no. The dress with the silk and the prom and the hair. And it was so big. And the makeup was every... You didn't know where to look. It was like,
Oh, I liked it. Go big or go home.
And she should go home.
Okay. And I think she maximized everything. She gave it everything she had. And by the way, like Dina just, you know, dancing with her because Dina's just always looking for a friend. Mm-hmm. But she's there dancing away. And you could see with situation, even when she fought, she's like, no, I got this to Dina because it was like, no, I want to be mad at him.
to get some attention, but I don't want to be so mad that I blow things up. I mean, she hung in as long as she could. And by the way, is that Paula's last stand, you guys?
No.
Really? The bonfire? Like, I don't know. I mean, we may not see her again on the series.
Oh, you mean on the TV show?
Yeah.
I'm sure she'll go to the bonfire. They have all those other people.
Oh, I bet you. Wait. That's the second question. So first thing is, so you think she'll be at the bonfire?
Yeah.
Rox?
Yeah.
Gab?
Yeah, can I comment? It's because she's family. Like, do you remember when the PR was here when we had the guys in the studio?
Mm-hmm.
She said that, like, Paula works with them. Doesn't she, like, do their hair and makeup or something?
She does tanning.
Tanning. Yeah. But doesn't she, like, didn't she say, like, they're always, like, working with her and stuff?
No, just the tanning. When they need a tan.
But for events and stuff.
I would use her.
Maybe.
I would think she'd be there because I think the bonfire is like everyone, all the family, all the people.
Yeah, everyone that they're close
to. I think she'll be there because the situation
Rider.
Likes to have his cake.
No, there's no unit. Yeah. No Rider.
We met Unit.
Them. Of course we met Unit.
Dancing with the Stars.
And he told us, I'm a businessman.
Oh, geez.
Not any part of that show.
I ain't a businessman. I'm a businessman.
Man. Yeah.
No.
I don't know if she'll be there, and I don't, and I think that you know, her ship has sailed with Sitch. I think she's back to being local legend tanning girl.
I don't think he'll ever let go of her. I think he likes to have his cake and eat it too. It makes him feel good about himself.
You know how much cake he has all over the country,
over
Jessica.
Her.
It was just because he was down there that
so
summer.
Desperate for him.
I mean, there's no way he's going to stay living in Jersey. I don't even think he's going to live on that coast. He'll move to Los Angeles and then goodbye, Paula.
I think that's it.
I think he's already goodbye, Paula.
Didn't he already move to LA?
We had heard. By the way, I forget who we've heard from. Is that they have zero contact now.
I believe it.
That's what I remember hearing that. Like,
I think Amy told us that.
Amy told us that. Yeah,
Amy Papa told us that. So moving on to flipping it couple wise, Sammy and Ronnie have really settled into how this went from high school relationship craziness to we're ready to settle down. We're talking kids.
This might be an overstatement, but I think that they're one of the best couples of reality TV by far.
Wow.
Whoa.
Big statement.
Reality
Big,
TV doesn't go
statement.
Back that
huge.
Far. But I
huge.
Think from where they, the fact that they met on reality TV, they've broken up, they've gotten together, they've broken up. Their entire relationship from start to now has been profiled on reality TV and they're still together. I think
that's like Heidi and Spencer.
I think
are they likable? At least Ronnie and Sammy are
likable. You're right.
Yeah.
I don't think we're looking at this the right way at all.
No?
Okay. I don't. Well, hold on.
Drinks,
drinks. Because we have some shots.
OMG.
Oh, no. Oh, shoot.
And Phil the Thrill makes an appearance.
Oh, wow.
What is this?
Thank you.
Nice vodka on the rocks.
On a Christmas trip.
It's Rocky and I. Roxy's nice favorite drink.
Oh, my God.
That's how we roll.
Wait, can we? I have a couple things to say.
Go.
Number one, and then we'll take these.
Oh,
but number one, talking about this, I don't think we're looking at it the right way.
I have an hour drive ahead of me.
I don't think that they lasted through reality television. I think that had it not been for reality TV, they wouldn't have stayed together.
Yeah.
I think it's complete opposite of the way we're looking at it because I think if they hadn't been living together and they haven't been forced to be in the same like situation, the first time they broke up, they moved out, they whatever, I think they would have found other people to be with.
But the thing is, though, every relationship is based off of circumstantial things. You could say that about somebody that's in college together, ends up breaking up, getting back together, breaking
that's
up.
That's true.
So this is their reality. This is their situation. And to me, it was more about not just it's because of reality TV that's why their relationship worked. It's more like of all reality TV shows, I think they have the most kind of just high profile or just at the best relationship.
But why would they still legitimate. Be together if they didn't really want to be together? Because, come on, they're living together in New York City in a penthouse.
No, I do think they really wanted to, but I think they've shared this mutual experience, and that makes them understand each other. They don't want to, they see what the other roommates are going through, and they're like, that's disgusting, trying to find somebody else who wasn't a part of this, and they don't want it.
Especially when they were younger, too. It would have been so much easier if they weren't living together to just break up and be done with it and date other people and party more somewhere else and whatever, you know?
Yeah.
But because, like, it was so hard for them to be broken up and still having to live in the same house, like, it's inevitable that you're going to start, like, hooking up again and
Wait,
get back together.
Can we go back, though? Because I'm kind of pissed that we moved on from Mike so quickly.
Oh, no, please, let's go back.
A lot of the episode was about him. And I just want to say, when talking about Paula, there were a couple things that gave it away. First of all, she walks in and she turns to Jenny and she's like, casual night at Karma? Straight up in a ball gown. Second of all, Mike says, you look so nice. She says,
I tried.
Oh.
Come on, honey. Like, have a little better game than that. How about thanks? Or, oh, really? Or, oh, this old thing, you know?
May I desperate. Okay, go ahead. May I counter, or do you have more comments?
No, counter.
The counter is this. it's played out. These guys get girls literally from all over the world.
Right.
If they have half a brain, they're getting at least eights and nines. And she's also been a little bit of a nudge, a little bit too much. She's made herself unlikable. And I give her credit for giving, like I said, give everything you got.
I agree with that.
Because it's done. The ship's sailed.
I agree.
Paulie was so right, though, when he was just like, I've had stalker fans before, but a stalker ex-girlfriend, like, she's kind of crazy. She just shows up wherever they're going.
Hey, you guys, this TV involved is so much more involved here. It's not just, it's a famous guy, and she knows that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. After this, it's done.
And how are we not going to mention Mike hitting on somebody else and saying to Jenny, she's DTF, and Jenny saying, don't you fuck her. And Jenny, like, totally standing
love
up for Paula. So funny. That girl's a toots.
So, you know, I have a question. Maybe you know this. Paula's getting paid to be on here, right?
No.
No, probably not.
You don't think she is?
No.
She's not for appearances.
No way.
People like that, they can just get them on
for
their own exposure.
Yeah, for nothing.
So you don't think she's getting paid at all?
No. Nope. Nope.
You're just a guest of a star.
Just a guest. Just, you know.
You're lucky to have the few episodes that you get.
Seriously.
I guarantee you, though, she's getting appearances.
And probably, yeah, she'll get money out of
that. I mean, there's other ways too. The just doors open up for her now that
if
didn't before.
If she's smart, if she doesn't want it.
But even in Jersey, doors are opening, meaning good table at the restaurant. Yeah, oh my God, Paul is here.
More people at the tanning salon.
But like, according to Amy, she was still at the tanning salon. Like,
oh well, I didn't say she's monetizing it, but I mean, just lifestyle.
Yeah,
gets a little easier when you become that like local legend.
Mm-hmm. And then when we're still on our first night at Karma, we have Pauly D bringing back this girl and that funny situation in the house. Can I speak on Karma?
Yeah. Do we move? Wait. No, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So
we're good.
We have that. And I love this moment between Chris and Dina. And Chris says, is someone hammering something upstairs? And Dina says, yeah, kind of. I guess someone is getting hammered up there. Really funny. We're missing some major quotes tonight.
Quick hammering. Out the door. You guys were still upset he didn't walk her to the cab. I'm like, please.
I said that. I was like, I can't believe he didn't even walk her to the cab. And you're like, no.
All right, I know you guys are all, it's funny because all of you guys, I know how you're going to answer this question, so I shouldn't even ask it.
Well, no, you have to ask it.
Well, would you ever bang him and sign the release and be shown like that?
No!
I said I knew the answer.
Which character are we talking about? Which character?
Pauly.
None of them.
Yeah.
And sign their sign the release. Not that just banging them. Sign the release and be
none
that. Be that girl
be
gets
shown.
Banged
none
and just
of
walks
the above.
Out. I knew that.
I don't. Since they've never had anybody who has had sex with them and not signed the release that we've seen, obviously. Do you think that if they do you think they've tried to make them sign it before? And if they won't sign it, they won't even let them in the house.
Probably.
Yeah.
I'd have to sign it at the club. Or
probably.
Because technically, you're still using like audio from them and all this other stuff, right? So like. They probably need a signed release.
I think, like, don't they give releases to, like, because I would notice that the clubs are always kind of empty. So don't they have to give releases to everyone that's there just in case
they get shown in the
background?
A lot. Sometimes what they do, and even in movies, is they'll hang up a big sign that says, you are being photographed.
Exactly.
If you do not want to be photographed, you understand if you're in this club tonight, if you're in this section of the club, this camera's rolling, and that's it. And they have that up everywhere.
Mm. Right. Mm.
So usually. That's
I think the only time they'll sign like a legitimate release is if you have a bunch of dialogue.
Speaking
any dialogue.
If you're featured.
Yeah, featured.
On it.
Guys, let's stop stalling.
Okay. Oh, yeah, everyone. And you know what the perfect thing to drink to?
Is this a shot, though?
Well,
how do you can't
it's
shoot
a sip.
This.
It's a sip, right. You guys. It's just a. I'm going to make a toast to our fans. Yeah, here we go. To our fans on iTunes.
Woo-hoo. Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna say.
I need a chaser.
No, it's just a sip.
Grow some balls.
My tip.
I'm a woman.
Excuse my tip. My toast.
Just a tip.
Is to our fans on iTunes. Yeah, I'm just gonna tip. I'm not gonna go all the way in.
My favorite game.
Our fans on iTunes. Who? Our remaining fans. Who have the six or seven who've stayed with us? I know on iTunes, thanks to. You girls, we get numbers. Oh, I mean, excuse me, on YouTube, but on iTunes, our numbers have gone down. And what you're going to hear when we do the highlight reel is the fact that we used to be in the top two shows, and I'm drunk on one of our shows, so cocky, basically telling Phil to F himself, because I'm like, why does Glee and Gossip Girl, these other shows, get more attention than us? You don't promote us, you don't do, you know, some of us, when we're number one, F you, bitch, maybe we won't even do the show anymore, so cocky. Now we're down in nowhere land, but for you who are left at iTunes, we ask you one last time to go and, well, we'll ask you next week too, rate and comment, say goodbye to us, but those who are left, we have this shot of vodka to you.
Balls, baby.
Balls, masa balls, tomato balls.
Love you guys.
Love you. I'm going to chase my water.
Nice. No, guys, come on. Say Rox, we can hang. I love it. Look at them. Everybody's wincing, Rox.
Oh, God. This is like rubbing alcohol.
Yeah. That's it. Well,
you got to do the meatball.
Okay. So we get to meatball day, meatball Olympics.
The tryouts, right? The Olympics, the auditions.
Wait. Is this big? Wait, did we talk about the girls that they found at the club?
Wait, time out.
No, we'll get to that.
Oh,
that
came out. Okay. God.
Genius idea. We're going to do auditions for the matzo balls.
But none of you are leaving.
Yeah, you're not leaving.
Doesn't matter. We're allowed to
Gabby's
do
pregnant. She didn't
By
tell
the
you
way, what? No, I can think of a... I already have
Rocky
some people.
Rocky graduated. We need another matzo ball.
We have some people at AfterBuzz I think we can try out.
Okay.
Name them.
Jen the Jew Goldman.
Yeah, Jen's cool.
She'd be a great matzo ball.
I like Jen.
Jen Goldman?
Yeah, potential matzo ball.
Jen's cool. And
what?
She's Jewish.
Roxy,
Jen
already
the
with that
Jew
look.
Is did, her she, Twitter
did,
she, handle.
Did she go to USC?
No.
Oh.
Why? Another enemy?
I have a Jen Goldman who went to USC.
Who hates you because you fooled around with her boyfriend, right? The typical Roxy story.
I would
story.
Never.
Yeah, look at that. She kills me. And by the way, there was talk earlier before we went on the air about you getting a tattoo. That has to be tabled.
Oh, yeah, I am on my rib cage.
No, that has to be tabled and discussed.
Okay, it will be discussed.
Yeah.
We'll take a vote on it as a team.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
My body is, of course, not really mine. It's ours.
No. Excuse me. It's mine.
Oh, yes. Correction.
Okay.
My body is not mine. It is Kevin's. I signed over the rights years ago.
You were surprised. Gabby was like, wait, I have a say over all of you guys. There's no tattoos. Like,
I'm really surprised, Roxy.
About getting one or listening to me? Listening to me is the one you should be surprised about. Getting one, you never know with her.
I was just talking about this today, actually. And like,
I know. We'll talk
about it. Sucking on my dick.
So, it's meatball day. And one of the things I noticed about meatball day, my observation is as it got in, and we definitely had some... meatballs, some cannonballs. We had
grenades.
All kinds of balls. We had chodes, grenades. We had the whole thing.
Scotland balls.
Scotland balls.
Oh, my God.
But what I liked is seeing Dina and Snooki
together again.
Not just together again, Evite. Seeing them be relaxed and have genuine fun rather than let's put some fun on for everybody.
Yeah.
Like, I notice with them... And particularly Snooki is that she's like, I've got to make great TV. It's my job. I need to be loud. I need to be out there. I need to get people excited. And this was one time, if you watch the show again, look at her in the background, just seeing her genuinely laugh,
mm-hmm.
not be at a 10 energy-wise and not being trying so hard. And by the way, it's hard to say. She does try, but she succeeds. She succeeds in entertaining, so it's fine. But it was nice to see her just have fun and enjoy this. She was really cracking up. And Dina, same thing. Now, Dina's one who tries, as we know, over-tries and doesn't always succeed. But I enjoyed seeing them when they were out on the pier and the meatballs were out messing with other people. They were just... genuinely laughing and genuinely having fun, and I enjoyed seeing them.
The words that I never thought I would hear Snooki say are, it's 7:20, I need to go home. I mean, granted, she's pregnant, but it was just funny because they were having a really good time, and Snooki was like, I gotta go home.
Got a kid.
And that is an interesting point. Like, I know we've talked about this before with Snooki being, like, always having to be a 10, always having to be, like, high energy, and like, this is my job. And it's even more pressure, I think, on her, and maybe possibly Jenny, but especially on her, because they're trying to carry on their own reality show, the Snooki and JWoww. And if people are watching this and being like, Snooki's boring, she's pregnant, like, why should I even bother watching her show? Mm-hmm. But as long as she continues to be fun or funny, even pregnant, she'll continue that audience. And I think there is that pressure on her.
However, season two, I believe, like at least half of it or all of it, she won't be pregnant for.
Well, it's not even pregnant. Now she's a mom. Yeah, so, exactly. I mean, it's not like still like single drunk Snooki. It's like mom Snooki.
However, she is going out now. I don't know if you guys have been following her, but occasionally she goes out.
She started going out right after she had that kid.
She looks good. But she lost all her weight.
Okay, by the way, we don't know if it's fun or appearance fees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Regardless.
But either way, she's going out.
She's still having fun making money.
Well, we don't know. I mean, some of those. I've heard from some of the real worlders who've come in here, and even some of the Jersey Shore kids have told us, like, eh, really? It's smoke and mirrors.
Over it.
Like, we go, we, you know, woohoo, wave, make some money, we, you know, make our little payday and get out. But, so we don't know. We don't know if what's up. We don't know.
I mean, when we were out and Ronnie was there, he wasn't even drinking.
No.
So
he was talking to Sammy through text.
And then, and they were all using his credit card to pay for all the booze at the bottle service table. So
he didn't get it for free?
That was the problem. I got so mad because he didn't. I was like, are you kidding me? This stupid club sucking on my dick is playing. And you've got, I mean, say what you will, but the Jersey Shore is the biggest thing probably in reality television.
There's a club in Vegas?
No,
here in L.A.
Oh.
Where were we?
Playhouse.
Oh, yeah.
So we can badmouth them.
No, I think he got like a bottle for free, but they kept drinking, so it probably wasn't free after that. It's like a promoter.
But it's like real, you can't give away one. It's more than a bottle to
going back
to Ronnie from Jersey Shore and the rest of the cast from Pauly's show. It wasn't just him. You were getting a lot of bang for your buck.
And the show was on then.
And I didn't see I didn't see anyone else in the club that was a star. It was just sucking on my dick. Sucking on my dick. Go ahead, Rox.
Ray J was there that night too, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Anyway, though, at something that I thought that was interesting about Meatball Day was that I felt like there was going to be a bunch of girls, and there weren't that many. And if theirs had been a flyer or they had put out some sort of blast,
oh my God.
Like this time, this place, Meatball Day, this could have been so much funnier.
I know. Why wouldn't they? Oh, maybe they don't tweet up because they don't have their phones. Right, we've heard that their phones are taken away.
Producers, but they don't.
They were tweeting all summer.
The funniest thing too is that they're always so conscious about their looks, and so they were like pulling out like some of the most banged up girls to be like meatballs.
But also makes me think is like, so they pulled out the bang up ones so they'd look better.
I think those are the only ones that were willing at that moment at that time to sign the release.
Oh my God, I would have done it.
I wouldn't.
Hands down, 2 seconds.
Yeah, but you weren't on the Jersey Shore then. But we could have been, Kevin.
I would have done it not on TV. I would have done it for free. Like
every time I see it, I'm like, why weren't we there?
Do you imagine how awesome that would be if we were like filming then and then she saw them filming and could have did that? Matzo ball contest? I would have died.
That would be sucking on my dick.
So,
I would have died if you did that.
Yeah, me too.
I would have been so happy.
Yeah.
So that night we end up going to Merge. We go to Merge. The other version of
the new club.
Karma.
One of the first times I will say this about the show, that looked like a fucking good time.
Yeah.
That looked like a blast. Really, I wish I was there that night.
They had so much fun.
Oh my God. That looked fun.
They looked like they were having fun. Like they actually looked like actually J-Well had an actual smile on her face and looked like she was having fun.
By the way, was that the second to last night or the...
It was their last night of partying.
No, their last weekend.
Their last weekend of partying.
So the bonfire would be the next night. Then.
I think it's like... Yeah,
So that's probably why they were just like, oh my God, it's over, let's drink. Backing up, the overflow of Meatball Day, that Scottish grenade. Oh my goodness.
Wait, was she Scottish? I feel like she started speaking American afterwards.
So she was just pretending.
Speaking American?
Speaking English.
So that made her
And Polly's like, you look like my uncle. Oh my God.
That was horrible. She may have been.
And she left.
Might have been the biggest grenade.
And Dina dressed all of them.
I know, by the way.
How did she fit in Dina's dress?
And never to be heard from again. Yeah. No follow-up, no coming back that night, getting the dresses back.
I hope she got her clothes back.
Yeah.
Keep it.
Yeah.
That's where you just write the check. Just go away.
Yeah.
Keep the clothes.
Consolation.
That's when you know, like, those girls wanted to be on TV so bad because everyone was so mean to them. Like, they were being such bitches.
I thought the Scottish girl was so mean back that she's one of those girls who didn't care.
Yeah.
She was just, and that's what they even stunned them. And once in a while you come across that. I mean, I have. We have some is so obnoxious that it's...
I don't think one thing that we were all agreeing with was that, I think it was Polly who was like saying how he was annoyed. Vinny.
Oh, Polly, you're right. And I loved it come from Polly, who was the happiest, nicest guy there. But say what he said.
He was annoyed because it was like their last night all together as roommates. Mm-hmm. And then Dina brought these random chicks in. And like they just wanted to hang out with each other. Like no one wanted these girls there. And I would be annoyed too, you know, if it's like it was supposed to be a roommate night with your closest friends. And then these like...
I mean, that's just Dina, just again, young sloppy.
I'd be annoyed too. I'm like Jenny like that. Like very territorial, but like people, your like your friends, your close. Like, and then like... especially being the last night,
mm-hmm.
I'd be pissed.
Italians are like that too, so really? I see it in all of them. Yeah, yeah. And I mean, Dina's just young, and you know.
I know that I keep pulling us back, but we didn't even talk about the very top of the episode with the whole situation that was going on with Gianni.
I kind of skipped over it because it seemed like the same thing, but we can talk about it.
Well, I'm just curious. I mean,
seem like the same old, same old.
But go ahead,
I'm just a little co-host. You're the host.
No,
you know?
Go ahead, baby. No,
maybe
no,
we
no.
could skip right over it.
No,
if you
no.
Want. No, I was just gonna say it was interesting to me. Do you guys think that Roger and Gianni are good friends?
Yeah.
Because Gianni calls Roger, and I know they have the show together, but you know.
They're brother-in-laws, definitely good friends.
You think so? Mm-hmm.
I think
as
they're
much
friends.
As Snooki and J-Well hang out, it's kind of like they were probably forced to hang out, and now they became close.
Brother-in-laws.
If you watch the show, I mean, we watched just Snooki and J-Well. I mean, they were close.
Yeah.
And they, like, kind of like, you know, Jenny and Snooki were doing all these things together. And
it was more like a brotherly close.
It was.
Because Roger would always, like, pick on Gianni in every episode and, like, make fun of him.
Call him Oompa Loompa, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, he's actually kind of mean and a bully, but at the same time, like, they're friends.
Endearing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Weird.
That was all I had.
All right, great. Thanks. Thank you.
Thanks for sharing. Thank you.
Thanks, Rox.
So we leave Merge, and we head
Dina's
home.
Dina's falling over.
Dina does fall.
Situation walks her into the room, and she says, thanks, Jay.
Yeah. Well, no, and Polly, we have to talk about that girl that Polly found. Or no, or Situation. Who's the one who's...
Whose boobs are falling
the big-ass titties. Big old titties.
That was that Karma.
Wasn't that Karma?
Yeah,
or
that
no?
was that Karma.
That was Karma.
Oh, my gosh.
She looked great.
Oh, gosh.
She looked great.
She gave Jenny a run for her money.
That guy said there's nothing worse than a sloppy drunk girl, like something so unattractive. I don't care who she is.
Everybody was talking throughout the entire episode, and I was so into it. I kept being like, shut up. Shut up. Can you guys, I want to listen.
Yeah, too much talking.
I feel like she looks great. I'm like, come on.
Shut up. And, of course,
like
it brought us to the Situation strip show.
What was his name? Vito
Durango.
Vito Durango?
No.
No, Vito Dorado.
Okay, so what is everybody's stripper's name? You take the first name of your first pet and your first street you lived on.
Yep.
So pet and street.
First pet?
Yep.
Yeah, first pet,
oh
first
God,
street.
Oh, God, I've had so many dogs.
Okay, we'll take you last.
Sam
Yeah, last. Eva, what's yours?
All right,
I just said it, you guys.
What is
it?
Sam Princeton.
Sam Princeton.
Oh, that's a cool one.
Sam Princeton. Sammy Princeton.
That could be like a hot stripper name.
That's her.
Yeah,
that's
I think you're probably Sammy.
That's the idea.
I'm Ariel Bluewater.
Yeah, you are.
Ariel Bluewater. Like Lane. Ariel Bluewater Lane.
Nippy Marion.
No, it's Nippy Marion.
Right, hey, I made a lot of money. I made a lot of money in the 90s off
that. Marion's a grandma. Nippy, I think, a nipple.
Nippy,
that's why they loved me.
Oh, my gosh.
And the 75-year-old stripper.
That's actually, can we change Kevin K. Robin?
Nippy Marion.
So sad. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I can't beat that one. Snowball Willowbrook.
Oh, Snowball Willowbrook.
Kitty Louise.
Oh, I like that.
Kitty Louise.
Kitty Louise.
That's awesome.
Kitty Louise.
But by the way, Kit Louise, you'd be fine. That's a great like SAG name. Great actress name. Kit Louise, you'd be fine.
That is good.
That's true.
Kitty stripper.
So you have the one that's the most decent. But again, we see the strip show go down, and I loved it because they really were having fun together. Everyone was happy to be there. And I just thought Jenny was such a good sport.
And it was actually nice that they all seemed to, like, not just be getting along, but, like, with Mike there. Because we're not used to seeing Mike being a part of it. We see him either being against everyone or, like, the butt of the joke.
Starting trouble, right.
And he was, like, part of the group. And it was just, like, nice to see them all, like, a family.
Can I
pause for vodka?
Okay, here we go. Vodka pause.
Can I have your water?
Yeah, you got my water.
Yeah, right. I'm going to...
Can I have my sip first?
Sorry, I'm being lame. It's just too much for me.
Sucking on my dick. Oh, Martin.
Wow, it's a great song. It's a hell of a song. Okay, let's...
Wait, I wanted to say one thing.
Oh, please.
Did anybody notice that there were smoke alarms going off in the scene?
Yeah.
We thought he was so hot.
It was like, the whole time.
We thought it was, like, our room somewhere. We're like, is that us?
Wait, is that us, or is, like, there an alarm going off and they don't give a shit?
Okay, this weekend, I was with my girlfriend. Sarah Stratton was one of them, actually.
Love my Sarah Stratton. Host here,
and we were just, like, being drunk and silly.
You know, Sarah Stratton, that's my future wife.
She's amazing.
She's unbelievable.
But we were being drunk and silly, and there were 12 of us, and you know, like, girlfriends, like, sometimes you, like, pillow fight type things. So we were doing practice stripper things, and one girl would get in the chair, and the other girl would, like, do a little strip show, and it was
funny. All right, good, good. Who was good?
Some people were great, some people were not.
I want to know.
But nobody was as bad as the situation. I don't understand. Awful. He has this, like, he is like,
he was bad.
And it's like, no flow.
Yeah. Can you imagine if you'd paid for that lap dance and it was that bad?
So people were,
it's just his body people are paying for.
But there was shenanigans. So do we believe he was a stripper?
No.
No, because he would have taken his pants off.
I do believe he was a stripper.
I think he was too. Because that came out way before.
But I don't understand how we got through 6 seasons. Without him stripping.
Of no one making him
But
mad.
I bet you he was a stripper for like a week. It was probably one of those situations where he did it for a little bit.
And then it becomes hype.
Or he was like a waiter at a strip club and maybe he did it for a little,
I think it was like, I think maybe he exaggerated it. Like maybe he was a waiter at a strip club and wore like little Chippendale type things. But I don't know if I believe that he was actually a stripper.
He'd know how to move if he was.
His body's amazing, guys.
You don't have to be a stripper to have an amazing body.
Don't have to be a stripper to have an amazing body, but... To be a stripper, you have to have an amazing body. You don't have to... If you have an amazing body, you're not necessarily
not
a stripper.
Not girls, though.
But if you're a stripper, you're...
That's true.
There's a lot of busted girls stripping.
But they're all...
Most of them have great bodies. I hate them all.
Wait, can I say something, though? Like,
what?
I feel like he would be a really good dancer if he was a stripper. Like, compare, like, Channing Tatum, who was a stripper, and, like, you see him in Magic Mike, like, actually knowing how to move, and... And, like, come on, Mike, the situation is stressful.
But also, as devil's advocate, I mean, he was really bad. But we also have to remember that, you know, the show put different music on to what he was dancing
and
to.
And, guys.
Doesn't mean that, like, you'd know if he could move, though, regardless.
Sassy, he needed his 2 days preparation.
Yeah, he didn't get his
full 2 days. We didn't give him the whole 2 days.
Did he really say that?
Yeah. 2 hours a night.
No, was it 2 hours a night?
Yeah. You know, it takes all kinds. You know, some strip clubs are maybe more selective than others.
And it's like acting. He has to get into the character and prepare the role.
He takes it very serious. He really did. He was like, no, seriously, guys. I need a routine and...
He was like stressing out.
Maybe choreography.
Stripping doesn't come naturally to him, obviously. So he had to work really hard at it. Maybe it just caught him off guard and he wasn't in his
It was a fun family moment. Everyone genuinely had fun. Yeah. And that was nice to see.
And then him lifting Jenny and like... Eating her bottom.
Like,
I don't know what that had to do with stripping, body slamming her into the beanbag, but
what if like Snooki wasn't pregnant and like she was the one in the chair?
She would have been the one in the chair.
Definitely.
That would have been really funny.
Duh.
For sure.
But I liked seeing Jenny because we've known Jenny to be so tough and to see her be a good sport and be laughing along. It was like, wow, I love her.
Well, and she was always one of those ones very anti-Mike too. Right. So to see them kind of
one
for the team.
And by the way, even Mike to walk... We talked about it, but even Mike to walk Dina down the hall when she was drunk. I said from day one that at these guys' core, they're good kids. Guys, and I think that's what I like, why I've liked this reality show more than, say, the Housewives shows, who you can tell are just heinous trolls. Most of them are
and we talked to most of them too, and
narcissistic and heinous. And these guys are fun and decent. There's a decency to them that I like to see. So, and seeing that, just even seeing Mike tonight, Walker to the down the his little meatball.
To bed.
Yeah. Aww.
Thanks, Jay.
Oh, what's that look for, Gab? You're zoning out on me.
I'm actually pretty sad.
Yeah, I know we are too. Well, we'll get more sad when we get into prediction, Jab, because it's definitely.
First, we have news and gossip.
It's coming to an end. Yes, we're going to go to news and gossip right now. Yes. And then we'll do prediction. TV news.
Alrighty, now that the show is coming to an end, Sammy has taken it upon herself to predict where everyone will be in 10 years.
Cool.
She says, Mike will still be living at home with his family and his brothers and being a bachelor, still getting with grenades. Nicole will probably be having like 10 kids running around all over the place. Vinny will still be living at home. Jenny will be living a happy life with Roger, doing her thing and having babies. Dina will also have like 20 babies. And for Sammy and Ron, she says, quote, you never know what the future holds.
She didn't go out and live for
her. It was like the most generic answer ever. Like, everyone's going to have babies in 10 years.
Rocky relationship.
Yeah. All right, Kev, your new favorite show, which we are not going to do.
Buckwild. No, wait. Here's a mess for you guys. Three episodes. One, the first one to see. The second one, it's like, all right, that's the hump one. Third one, that's it. Final decision.
Deal or no deal.
Deal or no deal.
Well, we will see if it even gets on the air.
Because otherwise,
wait a second. Might not make it.
I was going to say, otherwise, if we don't do that, then we don't have a show together.
That's right.
And then we might as well dissolve.
There's
this
a ton of new shows that are starting. But it's gonna be a shit show.
It's gonna be fun.
All right. Well, this show isn't doing so well before it's even started. Oh. The West Virginia senator asked MTV to pull the plug before it starts. He sent a letter to the MTV president saying, Buckwild perpetuates ugly, inaccurate stereotypes about the people of his home state, and he is not happy.
So I was at WME, William Morris Agency, William Morris Endeavor, excuse me, and we were talking about TV shows and, you know, every about 3 weeks I meet with my agent. We go over what shows are out there that people, what they're buying. And he was saying it went from Jersey to down to South Honey Boo Boo territory and like a lot of these, you know, the Duck Dynasty and now Buckwild. And he was saying even that's getting old and that they're going to be going to the Midwest soon. Just kind of interesting. Now, Maria's take on why... Maria Menounos' take on why Buckwild isn't going to work is she says that in some strange way, the Jersey Shore people are aspirational, meaning there are people out there who want a gym tan laundry, who want those bodies, who want the tattoos, who want to be tanning. So, Erica, you and I were saying how much we love seeing them party. We want to go party with them. And I don't know the mud, you know, being out in the mud with whatever it seems like this show's going to be, which I'm thinking it's going to be kind of a backwoods kind of party show. That might not be aspirational. That's why it may not work.
Have you seen the I haven't seen a preview. So are the people attractive at all?
No.
Oh, they're not.
But I think that also it's nostalgic for a lot of people, even a lot of people living here in LA. Like my old roommate is from Minnesota and she used to do that shit. Like she has all these stories about like, you know, hanging out in the cornfields on the tractors and that,
cow tipping.
Yeah, like that for them was fun. So it's like I have a feeling she might tune in because it's like, oh, I used to do that all the time, and she gets like really ramped up about.
But if the people are not physically attractive,
that's hard.
It's hard.
I mean, could we say that Snooki, Dina, Jenny's only hot one on the show?
Sammy's pretty. No, Sammy's pretty.
Sammy's cute. And like, she's like, cute. Polly, like, Polly's nice looking. They've got good, you know, the guys have good
bodies. Well, they're all cute now. I mean, remember when the show first started?
Yeah, they weren't that attractive.
Like, do you know how much hate there was for that show?
And maybe they're more attractive now because we know them.
Jersey Shore went through the same exact thing with, you know, the mayor. Granted, it was after the show had already started with the mayor saying that it was
bad. There was so much drama.
I think we give it 3 episodes. All right, next thing.
All right, well, Sammy's been doing a lot of press lately. She's clearly trying to keep her career afloat. But since a lot of people are comparing Buckwild to Jersey Shore, Sammy says that she disagrees that it's the new Jersey Shore. She says, quote, I don't think it compares to Jersey Shore. I actually think they're crazier than we ever were. I mean, it seems crazy and wild, but I think it's exciting and fun, and I'm kind of anxious to see it.
That was nice.
That was nice.
Yeah. I doubt she'll really watch it. Dina.
It's so Sammy sweetheart to say that.
Nice in an interview.
Sweetest little bitch.
For VH1. Dina is revealing how she lost all her weight, and apparently her secret weapon is pole dancing. Dina says that pole dancing has more than just weight loss benefits. She always takes her new dance moves back to the bedroom with Chris.
Wow. So I wonder if she'll be selling a pole dancing video.
Oh, gosh, please don't. And that's all we have for our After Buzz news and gossip.
Okay, so let's move on to predictions.
Take a drink.
Yep. And now, your After Buzz TV predictions.
Well, next week, Bonfire, last show. Before we get into the emotional part of it,
OMG.
Roxy finishes down her Scott. How do you not love her?
I can't drive all the way after if I down that.
I know, I can't. Oh, you guys are pussies.
Roxy.
I need a freaking mixer.
Listen.
No, if I had a driver, I would have downed that.
Children.
I know you would because I saw you at the holiday party.
Yeah, literally.
I see you, Evite.
Yeah, that's the driving.
Evite was crazy.
Right, guys,
I wasn't that crazy.
Put the train back on the track. Okay, so we see a little bit of Sammy Ronnie drama with the Sammy parents, not maybe approving of them moving in. I'm saying we're laying the groundwork down for their reality show.
Yep,
for sure.
Yeah, I think it's funny that it's never been mentioned that her parents don't like Ronnie.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
How has that never come up all these seasons?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, they kind of did show the times where Sammy wanted to go home and her mom was there.
She couldn't take it anymore.
So, I mean, knowing the relationship, it's somewhat natural that the parents are involved and know what's going on and aren't too happy with him.
Gotcha.
And his Ron-Ron-ness.
Well, but we see you guys were... I was wondering if they would cry, and clearly we see tears. Sitch bawled.
Okay, Jenny's crying, but the only reason you know is because it's wet. Her face is like...
She's like...
It's like what?
Just Botox. Just the Botox.
And I think her lips got bigger when she started crying.
It's just wet on her face, and I'm like, oh, she's crying.
Is that what that is?
I totally get... I've said it from the beginning. This show changed all of their lives.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and how are you not emotional? And it will never be the same after this.
What about the not frosting from Paula?
Yeah, what do we think that is?
Oh, I don't even know.
Ate it thinking it was frosting. It's not like...
And
like,
they looked pissed.
It's not like shaving cream, so right away you taste it. You know, it's not. So... It's like, did she take frosting and put something in it?
I hope she did.
Like
pee? Which, by the way,
she
which,
took
by the
yeah,
way.
I was thinking
that's what
it's
I was
cum.
Thinking
oh, God.
That's what I was thinking.
What was that
such
movie?
A dirty story.
Where they did that with the dog? Was that like American Pie or one of those? Or Van Wilder?
Van Wilder, Erica.
Yes.
Thank you, Martin.
Anyone? No?
Wait,
no?
Which one? Sorry, with
Van Wilder,
that?
Where they took a dog.
I saw that movie, but I don't remember that part.
Ryan Reynolds.
And they turned, yes, and they turned them into like cream puffs, and they all ate them. No?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I remember.
Remember
I do remember.
That?
Yep.
It's kind of like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyone picking up what I'm putting down? No?
No, you're right. And maybe that's what she did, which...
Let's come.
By the way, so why didn't we see that coming? So she's not at the bonfire. I'm telling you. I think
you're
that's
right.
It. She's tapping out. But by the way, I was wrong. We will see her on the episode, at least something, because she's going to call.
That's her final farewell.
That's her
final F you.
She gave it all she had,
mm-hmm.
and she went out with a bang. She
well,
knew
there you go, girl.
That was it. Well, I think I want to hear Sucking on My Dick, if possible, Martin, to take us out. I don't want the AfterBuzz theme. Is that possible? Here we go.
I like the start of
and
it.
And by the way, Martin, who
I
sings
like
this?
Little Maniac.
Wait, Jess, you knew?
Jess has it on her iPod.
Like, you really knew this?
I really like it.
I like it, too.
It's amazing.
I kind of like the flow.
Oh, my God. You know how many bitches I get with this? I have this stain in the background. Seriously, Erica, you have no idea.
You know how many bitches I get?
Oh, my God.
Bitches just start coming.
Just like
oh, yeah.
Them in.
Yep.
Do you, like, drive to the stoplight with this song?
Oh, totally cranking. My window's vibrating.
You roll the window down.
And then it rolls down.
I'm Bundy and Wilshire.
Yep. And I'm like, what's up? Okay.
Good night.
All right, wait. So going around the table, I'm going to say one more time. Next week, we will be down a bunch of matzo balls, but we're going
to
hold it down. And look for us, please, in February, where we'll have a final wrap-up show. And January. We'll have a final Jersey Shore wrap-up show of the entire series. And we will find another show. And we look forward to comments on YouTube and iTunes. Please. Where do I find all you guys? Start with you, Evite.
I am on Twitter, Erica Vieira, LA.
Erica Vieira, LA. And by the way, whatever we do, I want to get Laker Girl's sister involved.
Okay.
Somehow.
I'll get her on here.
Oh, my God. I'll play this music for her, too. And then she's totally going to love it.
This will be Kev's intro music. Yep.
What's her name?
Jacqueline.
Oh, I'm going to be Jacqueline. Here we go. And she's going to be like, oh, my God. This is what you listen to? I'm like, yeah. And she's going to love
it. She's like, you're my new best friend.
She's going to love me. Okay, Matzo Balls, where do we find you?
You can find me at Gabrielle_Loren. At Roxy Stryer.
Jessica, where do we find you?
Find me on Twitter at I am Jessica King.
Oh, beautiful. And we got the double finger point for those few iTunes fans Love who don't Jess. See us on YouTube. All right, Martin, take us out of here, baby.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches!
Suck it on my dick, baby!
She don't drink the bottle, now she trying to swallow. Kilo got a top of hoopy.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Bitch, you gotta hit the dough.